Another boost for switchgrass. Thanks for joining us again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The project is going to give us, sort of provide us the funding for taking the next step with our switchgrass development and expanding the switchgrass base here in Tennessee.
That's UT Research Assistant Professor Dr. Sam Jackson speaking about a substantial Department of Energy grant just awarded to the University of Tennessee's Biofuels Initiative. The program will receive some $2.35 million in funding to research and demonstrate various aspects of switchgrass production, also harvesting and transportation, logistics, and ethanol yield for some 2,000 acres of locally produced switchgrass.
And so this grant will allow us to establish an additional 1,000 acres of those improved varieties to bring our total up to about 7,000 acres here in the state. Comparing those two varieties from a yield and production standpoint to our current variety will help us select the most optimal switchgrass variety as we move forward into the future and to supply commercial refineries here in Tennessee.
Dr. Jackson says the project that was initially funded through state dollars in 2007 is continuing to move forward as the new pilot biorefinery plant in Monroe County is set to begin producing ethanol by the end of the year. And while the renewable fuel will at first be produced from corn cobs, switchgrass production from Tennessee farms continues to be the targeted crop for the future.
You know, our modeling shows that through 1 million acres of switchgrass that we could produce about 1 billion gallons of cellulosic ethanol in this state by 2025. 1 billion gallons is a big number. That would offset about a third of the petroleum that we use for gasoline in Tennessee every year. So Tennessee uses about 3 billion gallons of gasoline.
And this new grant will help Tennessee's effort to lead the nation in biofuel research and production. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.